Chapter 17. Before the break of day the next morning, Nath, Bezog, Ben, and Brenwar were on the move. They rode east until the sun was hot on their backs and then stopped for water at a stream. Everyone was quiet. Bezog sat in his saddle with his staff crossed over his lap. Ben refilled canteens with water. Brenwar stood by his mount, not moving at all, staring at the ground. The dwarf hadn't made the slightest complaint or suggestion to Nath about anything. Nath wasn't used to that, but he also wasn't used to feeling the heaviness in Brenwar's heart. Murder, such as things were, had always been a rare occurrence in Nelsimbor. Things had changed indeed. Nath made his way over to Ben and refilled his own canteen.
"This would be a nice place for fishing," Nath said.
"Indeed,"
Ben said, slinging his canteens over his shoulders. He looked into the sky.
"We don't have many days like this, it seems. Clear skies and warm weather when it's usually cold or wet. It almost makes me uncomfortable."
"Has the weather really changed that much while I slept?"
"It's certainly gotten darker, or at least I think it has. I'm just so used to it."
Ben led his horse to the water.
"I'll be honest, Dragon. Things do seem brighter since you're back. Dwarfs haven't started to smile or anything, but some of the other folks have."
Nath waded into the waters. It always felt like he became a part of Nelsimbor whenever he did so, as if life was rushing through him. He felt like he was part of something. Something good. He dunked his head under, watched the fish swim by and scatter. There didn't even seem to be as many fish as before. He popped up, slung his red hair over his shoulder, and wrung it out. He watched the water slide off his scales that seemed to sparkle like coal in the light. It fascinated him. Even though it had been over a year, he still hadn't had much time to get acquainted with his new body yet. He sloshed out of the water toward Bezog. The wizard's eyes were full of inquiry.
"My side's fine,"
Nath said.
"So you are a mind reader?"
"No, I'm a good study. You know that."
He looked over at Brenwar. The dwarf hadn't budged an inch. Nath said to Bezog,
"Any suggestions?"
Bezog's narrow shoulders offered a little shrug. The group had been fighting hard for months, planning, executing, day and night. It was exhausting. Now that they had a few spare moments, it seemed no one knew what to do with themselves. He wasn't so certain either.
"Will somebody say something?"
Nath said, exasperated.
"Anything at all?"
Brenwar pulled himself back into his saddle with a grunt. Ben did the same.
"You lead,"
Bezog said, turning his horse east.
"We follow."
The statement was matter of fact, chilling to some degree. Nath moved over to his horse and stuffed his clawed foot in the stirrup.
"Who are you people?"
he said, pulling himself up. Ben's brown eyes brightened a little.
"Well,"
Nath said,
"whoever you are, it's good you recognize a good leader when you see one."
He snapped the reins.
"Yeah!"